All right, and Jeff is joining us live from the Lima Studios. He is live in Lima and is there with a special guest this morning.
Yes, we have Akomaye Ugar. He is a pastor from Nigeria. Good morning, Akomaye.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about a little bit about what it's like to be a pastor in Nigeria.
Well, you have to have a lot of faith. You have to have a lot of faith, but it's interesting because there are lots of opportunities to show the love of Christ. There are lots of people who need the word of God. There are lots of people trusting God for a miracle. There are lots of people whose finances depend on a miracle, whose bills depend on a miracle, you know, so it's a great thing. And there's a lot of faith back home. I mean, you can literally feel faith in the atmosphere when you begin to speak and to teach about God.
So how did you come to know Christ and how did you become a pastor?
I got born again at the age of 16. My father, my biological father, led me to Christ. And shortly after I got born again, there was that great passion in my spirit to pray, to study the word of God. I just had such an overwhelming passion in my spirit. I had no doubts that I was going to end up in ministry. And then I began to have a witness in my heart that God was leading me in the path of ministry. And the more I paid attention to it, the more it grew. And so by 18, I was in ministry.
Awesome. What's it like being the church in Nigeria? Is this something, can you guys worship freely? Is it a little more restrictive? Tell us about it, what it's like being a church in Nigeria.
Well, Nigeria is big. That's a country of close to 200 million people. And then you have the north, the south, the east, and the west. Now, the north has lots of Muslims, you know, and there in some parts of the north, it's not easy to worship freely because, you know, sometimes there are those fights and all of that. Now, but in the south, you have, I mean, it's about probably 95 or 97% Christians, so you can worship freely. The West is maybe half and half, you know, you can, for the most part, worship freely. The East, you can worship freely because it's just mostly Christians. But in the North, you have a mix of Christians and Muslims, but a lot of Muslims. So sometimes there are those differences that bring about clashes and so on. So it's not very easy to worship freely in the North.
So I don't know how familiar you are with how things are in the United States. There seems to be a growing divide between different religions and things like that. Is there something that we can learn here in America from what your experiences are to better reach the Muslim community here in the United States and how we can more cooperate or get along?
Well, yes. First of all, Muslims and Christians can get along if they understand their differences and if no one is trying to gain dominance, as it were, in that sense, over the other. There is some kind of theocratic dominance that one religion wants to have over the other. I think that the love of God is self-sufficient, as it were. If you share the love of God long enough, it just becomes clear that nothing can compare with the love of God. And we have been born of love. God is love, and we are born of love. And all we need to do is show that love. And I believe that the will of God and the power of Christ will find expression by itself in an irresistible manner. The United States needs to stand for something. I've been coming here for about 10 years, you know, back and forth. And I see that for the most part, generally speaking, the U.S. doesn't seem now at this point to really stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything and everything.
So kind of on that note, can we as Christians relate to the Muslims yet without compromising our beliefs? I see that a lot in America where we'll just blend our two religions, and both religions can lead to God. What would you say about that?
It's a very sensitive area. Now, we can relate, but both religions cannot blend because they're two different things. And I think we should just accept that there are two different things, but we can relate. The fact that someone is a Muslim doesn't mean he cannot relate with me. I went to school in a place where I had, you know, classmates that were Muslims, and some are still good friends till today, you know. So, but that doesn't mean that the two religions are the same. There is one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. I just like to stick with the Bible. I'm a Christian. I believe in the Bible, and I follow the Bible. That's what the Bible says, and that's what I believe.
We're talking with Pastor Akomaye Ugar. And how can we as Americans, what can we learn from Nigerian Christians that you see kind of us struggling with or lacking here as American Christians?
Well, like I said, first, you must stand for something. There must be a reverence for God. Generally speaking, again, I would stress, generally speaking, there isn't a reverence for God in this country anymore. Not anymore. There isn't. Everyone wants to please everyone at the detriment of the will and counsel of God. God has been put on the back seat, and human philosophy now takes the front rows and has assumed the spotlight. You know, America has to stand for something. I'm trying to be, you know, very careful so that my message is not misunderstood. But America must stand for something. America must believe that God deserves reverence and honor. And we should be public about that reverence and honor. You know, there's a new, I'll call it modernism, where, you know, you don't have to talk about God. Just act nice and put God in the backseat. Don't boss somebody else about, you know, your love for God and so on. That is ungodly. America has to stand for something. America has to restore the worship of Almighty God in our schools, in our homes, on our streets, everywhere.
Well, hey, I think God has you here for a season, for a reason. Because you are right about what you said about American Christians. And don't be afraid to say, we need that little kick in the butt to wake us up here in America. And how can we pray for the people of Nigeria, the Christians of Nigeria?
Intercession. Just remember to pray for the church in Nigeria. There's a lot of persecution, especially in the north. A lot of persecution. Churches have been burnt down. Lots of churches. I mean, that's been going on for several years. It's not just, you know, something happening now. And lots of killings as well. So just intercede for the church in Nigeria, especially the church in the northern part of Nigeria.
We're talking with Pastor Akomaye Ugar. And do you have a website or is it find out, or a Facebook page or anything that people can find out more information about you?
Akomaye Ugar, A-K-O-M-A-Y-E, and then U-G-A-R. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.